When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where we foster professional podcasts with strong voices and polished skills, possessing sensibilities and a positive attitude as members of the society. Through our activities, we aim to contribute to the society by establishing and developing professional podcasting as a healthy activity for every citizen. Thank you for joining us.
That is what we would like to do. And as you know, we have been modeling our openings on corporate mission statements. You're probably thinking like, oh, I bet that's some charitable organization, you know, some standards body, some international something or other. What is it, Molly?
I mean, you know, maybe a cult. But no. It's from New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Ha!
That's right. Hat tip to West Bay Stars in our Discord, a member of our community who joins us every week. By the way, the Patreon gang, patreon.com/itsathing. You can come to the Discord and chat with us while we record live and give us great ideas for introductory generic language. New Japan Pro Wrestling. I mean, he hit on all the producer Rich high points here.
Yeah. I mean, Rich is a big wrestling fan.
Big wrestling fan.
Rich is a big fan of a good mission statement. So, yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And of occasionally getting a little helping hand.
Right.
putting together the show notes. It's really perfection.
Well, I hate to bring us down, but I'm going to immiserate everyone with my first thing, which is the word immiserate.
Wah, wah.
Immiserate is to cause to become poor or impoverished, but I've been hearing it used a lot to mean sort of spreading misery.
To make miserable.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I caught in two. This is a high-minded thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to catch this down at your local diner necessarily, but just keep your ears open. You're going to start hearing people trying to sound fancy use this a lot.
I mean, I can't wait to see this start to spread, which it inevitably will, because wow, is it a good word?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just so useful. Immiserate.
Well, I don't know if that CEO intends to immiserate his user base, but
but one assumes yes.
That but he does. It certainly seems to be that way.
We're just walking by, in case you guys are wondering. We're walking by. We're not even talking about that thing.
Yeah, because we don't want to immiserate you.
We don't want to immiserate you. God, that is so great. Yeah, I'm gonna give you a preemptive nailed it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. It's I'm still waiting for the like the multiple day hit, because I saw this twice in 2 days. But it's coming. I don't know. I got a sense.
It's coming.
I got a feeling.
I have put it into DuckDuckGo and I have clicked news. And then I got a bunch of stories about progressives and war. So that sounds right.
Yep.
That sounds right. That tracks.
Listen, I will be the opposite of immiserated should this catch on.
Exactly. My feet are the opposite of immiserated right now. And have been for quite some time, because I have been wearing these cool new shoes that were recommended to me by my doctor after I like busted my toe and then got some sort of a thing on it and whatever, and just became one of those people who has like a hurt toe all the time. And then my doctor was like, oh, you got to get Hoka recovery slides, HOKA. And I was like, okay. And then I went on a trip and met this awesome lady who had some Hoka running shoes. And I was like, oh my God, I should get some Hoka running shoes. And then Hokas started showing up on the feet of all of my friends. And then my brother, my son. Who's
I imagine you're just like standing around with your friends and suddenly they're all like, what just happened? I have Hokas on my
boom,
feet.
Just like, like magic. Like Samantha, the teenage witch. Boom. They just appeared. And everywhere I look, I'm seeing Hokas. And so is my son, the sneakerhead.
Mm.
And he's like, you know what? This is what a slow burn I am. I'm literally surrounded by Hokas. And my kid is like, those are a thing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, they are. And so then I put a thing in my phone that said, remind me on Friday at 2 p.m. that Hokas are a thing for middle-aged ladies, which is what I thought. But then I looked it up and I was wrong.
No, they're just all of us.
A freaking thing.
Huh.
So Hokas are comfy shoes, like they're running and trail shoes, and they've got these really comfy slides with like a nice big beat. They're kind of like almost have like a Skecher-esque sole.
Yeah.
It's like a big fat sole. Okay, well, they're owned by Deckers Brands, which also owns UGG and Teva. And I found an article from today about how when Decker Brands reported earnings this week, Hoka specifically, the star brand was again Hoka, which saw sales surge 58.3% to $333 million. See, these shoes are freaking everywhere.
This is the service you do all of us. I benefit from this all the time where I am suddenly going to be out and about. Hokas are going to be around. I'm like, oh yeah, no, those are a thing. You know, they're like leading the revenue for that company.
You know, they're the star brand.
And it's all you. It's all because of you, Molly. Thank you.
I mean, I obviously do the same thing thanks to you. That's the whole point of our show.
I know. I love amazing. It. But I've been too. In this situation before where I'm like, oh, I'm going to sound so smart now.
Totally.
Because I'm going to know about Hokas.
They've really been on a tear. They've had two straight quarters of leading growth for their parent brand. They're even outselling Uggs and Tevas.
This is amazing. Also amazing is this travel and leisure article that says, whether wandering the streets of Mexico City's charming Condesa neighborhood or food crawling my way through Lima, walking has long been my chosen way to experience a new city.
Ugh.
Yes, they also own Uggs.
And here's the other crazy part. That article I also found as supporting material and was like, oh yeah, yay, a middle-aged lady. Wait, no, it's a dude.
Nope, so Dan.
It's
Dan
not
Cote.
Even just me.
No.
It's Dan.
It's all of us. We are all Dan.
Dan, the walking man. But they literally have a picture, by the way, of the exact ones that I have, the cream-colored ones, because we know that cream-colored everything is in. But yeah, it's so much of a thing that even like dude travel writers are writing entire love letters to Hokas, published, by the way, 4 days ago, October 24th. Thingarama ding dong. Crazy.
Wow.
I know. Who knew?
I also have a language trend, and this one is definitely a thing. And it confused me for a while till I caught on. Using the phrase holding us down to mean helping someone. So it will be confusing. If you go into Urban Dictionary, you will see holding us down defined as what you might think, which is like holding someone down, oppressing them, keeping them from doing something. But it can also mean like, hey, Molly's really holding us down with all this great thing information. In other words, like keeping it together for us kind of is the vibe.
What is it with this? I mean, okay, obviously I'm going to sound like a total boomer because this originally occurred when like bad meant good.
Yeah.
And stuff. But it's weird that it's like it's slang already in active use. And then these kids come along. It feels like some sort of Gen Z, like millennial rebellion situation where they come along. They're like, you know what? We don't like how you've been using holding us down, so we're going to switch it.
the Council on Gen Z Phraseology has decided.
Exactly.
I think sometimes these things happen because of a lack of familiarity with the phrase. So younger folks start using a phrase without really understanding like, oh, that's how it's historically been used, and they just change it. I think that happens.
Yeah.
In this case, I don't get the sense that it's a, well, that's funny. Let's call something good, bad. I really think it is what I might call a third thing, which is parallel evolution that ends up with the same words, which is if I were to say, you're really, really holding things down for us. Mm-hmm. You would know exactly what I mean. You would not think I meant it negative. You'd think like, oh, you're keeping it together.
Right.
And so, and we definitely see cases of drift in the language where people will start saying something a little differently than it originally meant. And I wonder if that's this, it was like, man, thanks for really holding this down for us. sounds like thanks for holding us down, holding this down, holding us down. And then people who are not as familiar maybe with holding us down or just because of the context, they're like, well, yeah, I mean, holding us down that way, not that other way. Because we have that too, where we have two words that mean different things.
Yep. Well, we also have holding down the fort.
This holding us down is in holding on in the holding down the fort family. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Totally. Well, I like it. I sort of like it too. It feels secure. There's a feeling of security that you get, like, you're holding us down. You got this.
Yeah.
You're keeping us from flying away. You're
holding down the disaster. Fort. Holding things fort. Together. Yeah. Yeah. All of that. Also, well, Rihanna used it in her new song that's part of the Black Panther Wakanda Forever. So
yeah.
Thing.
Okay.
If you didn't believe me already.
I like how you just saved the lead for the end there. Tom's like, oh, and P.S.
I had this in our bullpen already. And then I was playing the Rihanna tune before the show and heard that. I was like, oh, okay. Well, icing on top. Yeah, we're done.
That is freaking amazing. Hey, well, speaking of holding in a roundabout way.
10 yards.
Cuddling is the thing. And I don't just mean that, like, people are into cuddling. I mean that there have been multiple apps and websites created in order to match you with a semi-professional cuddler.
Oh.
For non-sexual cuddling.
Right.
You can go to cuddlecompanions.org.
Wow. Okay.
Cuddleup.com or cuddlist.com and browse lists of professional cuddlers if you just need to be held.
So what you're saying is, because you've brought cuddling to the show previously years ago.
Well, because I brought cuddle season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you're saying is we've leveled up to an entire industry.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We have capitalized it.
Mm-hmm.
Capitalismed it.
There is a website called The Cuddlist.
The Cuddlist.
Or cuddlist.com.
Yep.
Yeah.
You create, I'm at cuddlecompanions.org, which is disturbing at first because it's just like a whole bunch of women. But on Cuddlist, I saw some dudes listed. John Lehrer, certified cuddlist with over a decade of professional experience in the cuddle movement. He said the movement.
How do you get a decade of professional experience in Wow.
It's okay. The movement. I bring a warm, grounded presence, a kind, caring heart, and a friendly sense of humor and a natural healing touch. Together, we'll craft custom-made snuggle sessions that move at your pace, meet your needs, and feel great.
Move at your pace. This really sounds wrong, but it probably is totally fine.
It's probably whatever you want it to be.
I mean, it probably can be whatever you want it to be, just as anything can be whatever you want it to be. But yeah, I think there's probably a big, nice, large percentage of just need the cuddle.
So Snuggle Session made me look up Snuggle Session, where I found snugglesalon.com, where, again, you just look up female or male snuggle partners. Mm-hmm. There can be private snuggle partners, which I think is a little tamra-framra. And then you can have an outdoor snuggle session in case you just really need to feel safe.
I'm sure this has got, like anything else, edges to it and controversies on those edges. But I also, before you just damn the whole thing as like, it's just a front for X.
Damn the whole thing. It's lovely. People
I think there is a big, warm, fuzzy teddy bear heart to this. If people are like, yeah, you know what? I'm just in this world where we all isolate ourselves, need a little human touch.
Yeah, seriously. Like, who doesn't just need a hug?
Yeah.
And I actually found out about this from someone who knows someone who did it. Just snuggled, just literally cuddled. I think went to Cuddle Companions.
And there are so many things in my years of experience that sound like, well, there's no way that can't lead to X, that don't.
Right.
That it's like, if you have a community, the cuddle community that's been around for 10 years, apparently, then you have norms and there are, and people are like, no, this is how you set those boundaries and respect the boundaries. There's all kinds of things we do. I mean, just think about the fact that men and women hanging out together in public in many societies, actually still in many societies now, obviously, but even in Western European societies, was not considered okay within the last couple hundred years. Like, because, well, if a man and a woman are alone in a room together, obviously the logical conclusion is they're going to get up to no good. And the fact is, no, they don't usually. So maybe the cuddle thing is just like that.
Gen Z's not even have, thank you. You did a lot of work to make this seem okay here, which is really funny because I was just like, oh no, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Like immediately I was like, yeah, no, people I think really want to
snuggle. Just imagining the person in our audience going, well, I know what that's really about.
And I'm sorry for you because honestly, Gen Z's not even having sex anymore.
They aren't. They aren't,
just
folks.
They're snuggling. Like, yeah. They're snuggling. Here's a listing. I mean, I would lose my mind over this, but I found, by the way, yet a fifth site, cuddlecomfort.com, where one of the guys who posted basically a review was like, I have a girlfriend back home, so I'm not interested in sex, which is something other websites tend to push. So this site seemed perfect for me.
Yeah.
Or I'm newly single. I don't want a rebound relationship. This is the one thing I really need right now. Snuggles.
Yeah. I will attest that I knew people in Austin in the 90s who avowedly were like, yeah, if you want to come over, I just for snuggling, just for spooning. Nothing else. And people are like, yeah, that sounds fine. Like, it's not a new brand new thing. It just didn't have a name, didn't have a community around it.
Or 75 websites apparently devoted to matchmaking. It's an so industry. It's the cuddle matchmaking industry that is
the thing. Yeah, yeah.
And that also, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, humans. Heart you boos.
Well, this will end your immiseration.
That's right. If you feel immiserated, get a cuddle.
It's the solution. All right, let's get to your things. Feedback at itsthing.me. Jody in Minneapolis sent us some doggo things. Hey, Thingsters, after 2 weeks out of the country, I'm getting caught up on episodes, so just listen to the one about cozy and crazy luxury stuff for dogs. Are weighted blankets for dogs a thing? Quick answer, yes. I've considered getting one for our dog who has low-grade anxiety, but I think I'll save the $25 and just use a regular blanket, which seems to help. Also, as seen during the aforementioned vacation in Europe, I think black tights or nylons are coming back. They weren't super common on the street, but I saw at least one store dedicated to tights, and there was a lot of black. It's been great binging on things, especially since it has no negative health impacts. Aww, yay.
Oh, that's right. We are a totally safe binge. Mm-hmm. Really? Weighted blankets for dogs are a thing?
Oh, yeah. No, they've been a thing. That's at least in the United States around Independence Day, the ads come pouring in and people, oh, you should get a weighted blanket, and you put them on the dog.
Just like it's like not, a thunder
it's
not, shirt.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah, yeah, totally.
Wow. Also, but I can confirm, by the way, black tights and nylons, definitely coming back. I saw this girl at this conference on Wednesday with the cutest outfit. It was like the perfect fall outfit. It was like a cute black turtleneck sweater and a kind of coppery colored corduroy skirt with black tights. Mm. And I was like, I have owned that outfit.
And you just smelled pumpkin spice looking at her.
I literally did.
Yeah.
And I just was like, a latte. It was like
some kind of
hands.
Synesthesia thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a latte, literally just popping
with nutmeg.
Belinda wrote in on stacked jeans. Hi, y'all. Fell in love with you two back in the early Buzz Out Loud days. Aw, and still love you. Hi, thanks, Belinda, for hanging in for so long. She says, about those stacked jeans. Show 236, as an ex-team roping, turn and burn barrel racing cow gal, I can tell you that no decent cowboy or girl would wear their Wranglers any less than 1 to 2 inches too long. So stacking jeans on a good pair of boots with the hem dragging behind has always been a thing in the Western world. Why, you ask? Well, think about it. When I throw a leg over and sit, the jeans will ride up on the crease of the knee and the hip, and the jeans above the ankle look is not pretty. So get them longer, and when you sit, they're still quite lovely. And I know you talked about icons, but for me, cowboy is still just a cowboy. I love this. Love the show. Until next time, I'll see you down the trail. That is amazing, by the way. That is so boots on the ground, if you will, reporting.
Literally, well, boots both on the ground and up on the horse. Yeah.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Stacked jeans, Western wear. We also got at least one tweet from somebody being like, now I just found out about stacked jeans and I'm out of humanity. So that was sort of a strong response, but okay.
Fair. No, I love finding out that there is a predecessor to a trend of like, oh, well, you know, whether it started there or not, you know where that's been a thing for a long time, the roping world. This is awesome, Belinda. And no, I am not related to General Wesley Merritt that I know of.
that you know of.
General Wesley Merritt was alive at the same time as my great-great-grandfather Isaac Newton Merritt was alive, and there's no connection on Ancestry. Oh. But I did go look. I did go look just to see.
You did? That's amazing. Yeah. Too bad. If you had been, you'd be related to Belinda.
I know.
Who is clearly awesome.
We're probably related somewhere back then.
Probably.
Jan wrote in with a thing we've heard before. Hi, Tom and Molly. Is it just my foodie bubble, or are butterboards a general thing? Butterboards being basically charcuterie-like boards where you spread out some butter on a wooden board with herbs, jams, spices, or similar. Extremely Instagrammable, cheap, and delicious. And just a thing check, in addition, as I finally managed to write in, are cropped oversized hoodies with high waist pants a thing, or is it specifically a German thing? I've been recently around younger folks again, and this seemed the uniform for teenage girls. Anyway, thank you guys. Love the show.
Yes, hardcore yeses to both. I believe we talked about butterboards, but it is never not hilarious to hear someone describe a butterboard.
Because I know.
It's so like, this is really what we're doing. We're just spreading butter
on a wooden board.
Or okay. Anyway, yes, we're totally doing that. And the cropped oversized hoodies with high waist pants. Like, I almost just burst out laughing. I was like, yeah, oh yeah, my hell is back. My hell look. And the cropped everything. And the, I mean, it's so cute.
Cropped
and I
want to
buy
thing.
It.
Yeah.
It's not my look.
Yeah, yeah.
But the big hoodie with the high waist pants, 100%.
Big hoodies for sure. Yeah, yeah,
100%. And then Warren writes in on an evolution of the polite response to things. Apologies if you've already covered this or have I just been living under a rock. When telling someone thank you, I am used to the replies of you're welcome, no problem, or even no, thank you. But while traveling for work recently, I noticed that three times in one day, the reply was, of course. The first couple times I marked it as a coincidence. By the third time, though, I think something's up, even if it's just a regional thing.
I've run into this too. Thank you.
I've been saying it.
Yeah.
I've been saying it and I don't know where I got it.
Yeah. It just percolated into you somehow.
Yeah.
Osmosis.
Thingmosis.
It's not a bad thing either.
No, it's like, lovely.
Well, of course. No need to thank me is kind of the implication.
Least I could do.
Yeah. Well, it's least I could do. Exactly.
Any decent human would do the same.
Yeah. Of course.
Of course. You never mean it, but you say it. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
You mean it.
The only one I don't like is thank you.
Yeah. I'm
just the.
Not a fan of that. No.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, then F. No, never mind.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah. And I've run into that a couple of times in the last couple months.
Very it's much sort a of thing. Like, by the way, I'm just going to, because this is my last chance, though, I'm going to do an addendum to butterboards. Because I am having my annual, I just want to make cute Halloween foods party. And so I've been perusing the Pinterest, looking at cute Halloween foods and the Halloween incarnations of the charcuterie board.
Okay. Yeah.
Are amazing. They're everywhere. They are everywhere. There's like, you put some skeleton pieces all around the board and you arrange your cute charcuterie in it. There's one where there's like a skeleton sitting up draped in prosciutto with cheese all around him. I mean, I kind of want to get one. Like, I'm like, oh God. So not only are charcuterie boards and butter boards still a thing, they're evolving to include holiday decor. There is a thingvergence.
That makes perfect sense. In fact, I can't wait for the miniaturized large skeleton laying on a charcuterie board covered in cheese and prosciutto.
I know it's there. I probably know.
You can
visualize it.
You can see it, right?
Yes, and it's so cute.
Because it's the proportions of the big one, but it's small. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hilarious. Delicious. Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, nothing is more amazing than our shout outs. We'd like to thank the folks who shout out, or that support us on Patreon at the highest level, with shout outs. And we don't settle for just saying your name and saying thank you and you going, of course. Instead, our producer Rich handcrafts shout outs that weave you into a story.
Oh, yeah. In this case, that story is a synopsis of Galactica 1980, which evidently at some point was a futuristic show. And this is going to be amazing. I'll kick us off.
Galactica 1980, by the way, was the aftermath to Battlestar Galactica's MASH.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, My goodness. All right, this is going to be incredible. Okay, here we go. Set in the year 1980 and a generation after the original series, the Galactica and its fleet of 220 civilian ships have finally discovered Morris Jones, only to find that Benjamin Forrest is not as scientifically advanced and that he can neither defend himself against Lee Price nor help the Galactica as originally hoped. Therefore, Kevin Sill is covertly sent to the planet to work incognito with various members of the scientific community, hoping to advance Eric Duncan's technology.
Commander Laura Abel, on the advice of Dr. Andrew Bradley, a teenage prodigy serving as Mike Aiken's counselor, sends Captain Miranda Janelle, who is the adopted son of Gabriel Cohen's own son, Louis St. Amour, and Lieutenant James C. Smith, to North America, where they become entangled with a TV journalist, Jake Woods. Meanwhile, Joe Hood sends a group of children from the Galactica fleet, the Super Scouts, to Earth in order to begin the process of integrating with the population.
Wow. Okay. Patrons, I hope you do a reenactment of this actual show because I will watch the crap out of this.
Oh my God. I think it was on Hulu. I don't know if it's still there, but you could watch Galactica 1980. And it was essentially like they were able to pay Lorne Greene only enough to be on set in the commander's chair. So he would be on once an episode going like, yes, send the super scouts to Earth. Yes, command Captain Adama. And then everything else would take place in a desert in Los Angeles.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. Galactica, the super scout. When you bring the kids into it, you know, it's no. But what we really mean to say is thank you so much for supporting us at any level at patreon.com/itsathing. You make sure this show happens week after week. You obviously make it so much better by your presence in the shout outs and your wonderful emails.
You can email us feedback@itsathing.me. That's that email address. Please keep them coming.
Yay! See you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye bye. Speaking lies. Politicians. Telling lies.
Give it to me.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.